welcome everybody. We took a half an hour introduction, so let's start the parasha of the week is Chaye Sarah, is the life of Sarah. That in this, we know that the day that Sarah died was the day that there was Akudat Yitzchak. That means that God gave the flag of Chesed, the flag of kindness and compassion and love to the hand of Abraham. And Abraham brought Yitzchak under his command, and this way Yitzchak representing all the judgments. By this binding, the judgments of the creation became sweet. Now what that means? Essentially, when we say brachat mazon, that means the last bracha. At the end of the bracha, we say that God has blessed Abraham bekol. Bekol, kol means everything. Bekol, that means with everything. God gave blessing to Yitzchak, and we say the blessing that God gave to Yitzchak, mikol, from everything. Now what is the concept of kol? Concept of kol means all the pleasures in the world. God gave the permission of having all the pleasures, that means every pleasure, to Abraham. But God allowed Yitzchak to choose any pleasure, mikol, and it's Yitzchak. And Yaakov, which is the inclusiveness of Abraham and Yitzchak, God gave kol, everything. Now what is this thing that God gave to Abraham in name of kol, and then gave to Yitzchak, and then from Yitzchak was delivered to Jacob? God initially created two forces. A force of chesed, which is a force of love and compassion, and the force of gevurah. Those are the two energies, distinct opposite energies. God initially created the world with dinim, with judgment. That means, if you stole, your hand fell off. If you said Lashon Hara, your tongue was cut off. Automatically. That was din. And if you did good, you immediately were paid good. There wasn't time of giving you a chance to correct your mistake. So God came, in reality Abraham came, and said the force that you want to create the world with is Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is pure judgment. And Israel doesn't have the possibility and the capability to overnight, immediately, to learn how to handle this energy you call pleasure. We can. When we are 13, 14, 15 years old, what do we do? What is we are looking for? All the time to satisfy the body with pleasure. Everywhere that we can satisfy this body with pleasure, that's what we want. If I get the pleasure not to sleep, I don't want to sleep. If I want to eat, I eat. I go about everything that is pleasure. That's when I'm 13 years old, 12 years old, 10 years old, 8 years old. But there is a time that I understand that it's not good for me whatever I want to eat, even though that gives me pleasure. It's not good for me. I restrict it. To learn this, I require to go through a maturity. Life is to give us opportunity to become mature in understanding of God, in understanding of what is this life all about. We all, through our experiences, we are going to learn the truth about being. And at the end, we witness and we say, yes, this was the part of God in my life. And that's what we said, that always in your past you see God. In future you will not be able to see God. Only in past. Because only through your experience of life you will understand what God, what role God played in your life. And eventually we become mature. Mature in understanding what holiness is. Not only H-O-L-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-Y. How it is to be complete. Now, in this parasha, even though that's a parasha for Chaye Sarah, we know that the life of Isaac and Sarah, they are bonded. There is two parts to the life of Isaac. There is a part till age of 37 years old that he used this Gevurah of God, and there is a part after the Akudah that Yitzchak used the Gevurah of God, but into the frame of Chesed, because he became under the command of his father called energy flag of Chesed. Now, what about the first 37 years life of Yitzchak? Yitzchak used Gevurah, and that's why in Kabbalah we call this period of 37 years, which equal to the name of Hevel, the second son of Adam, and that is his tikkun, and Yitzchak is really doing part of the tikkun of Hevel, is that Yitzchak had to use pachad of Yitzchak, that means the fear of God, in order to use the Gevurot for one reason, to show to this world that in this world there is din, that there is law, and there is dayan, there is judgment. Understand, there is reward and punishment in this world. Isaac, Yitzchak, implemented this law. That everything we do, every fulfillment, every pleasure that we take for ourselves, has a law, has a din, has a payment attached to it. You cannot take any pleasure, any fulfillment for free. This dictation was made by Yitzchak. Now, Yitzchak is really the first son in the Torah that was first Brit Milah in 8 days. Yitzchak is the first son that was Bar Mitzvah. And Yitzchak is the first son that absolutely gave his nefesh, his body, for sake of God. That's called Mesirat Nefesh. That means he gave his head under the hand of his father Chesed to cut, and his body to be sacrificed to God. And he said simply, out of this world, I don't want anything. If it is that I submit my nefesh, my life, for sake of God, and I will be the owner of the next world, which called same time Olam Haba'a, the next world. Same time is called Olam Teshuvah. That means a person who makes a Teshuvah, he will reach that Olam. Same name as Olam of Sha'rei Nun. That means the highest level of understanding God. Highest level of understanding truly God. Yitzchak, by submitting his nefesh, that means his body, we discussed what nefesh is last week, submitting and giving his head, that means his sechel, his intelligence, his wisdom, to hand of Chesed, Avraham, he made Kiddush Hashem, he did Mesirat HaNefesh, that means he submitted his nefesh to the hand of for sake of God. And for that, he was entitled to have any pleasure he chooses in his life. That choice, which we don't have, was given to Isaac. Now, this Isaac, the day that he made the correction and he did this mituk, his wife, his soulmate, was born. Up till then, he didn't have a soulmate. Because there was not for Neshama of Isaac continuity till age of 37. After age of 37, when the new Isaac was born in reality, Isaac received a new Neshama. And when the new neshama he received, his bat zug, his soulmate, was born. Immediately. That means, appearance of my soulmate, it's very much depends to my work. It's very much how I submit to my spiritual world. Now, the lesson of tonight is for those that they want and they accept and they have the feeling in their heart that they want to be a good Yehudi. Good Yehudi, very simple. Yehudi Tov. If your intention is not, and you don't care to be Yehudi, it's going to be tonight a story for you. But if your interest in reality is to enter into the spiritual world of Evri, a Yehudi, and become a Yehudi, the lesson of tonight, I promise you, helps you how to fight that Yetzer, that energy that God has put within you to mislead you and to take you to the road of corruption. God created this world so a man can have choice. That means God gave him a Yetzer Tov. That means a Yetzer, an energy. Yetzer. And by the way, those who are good in letters, and I know not everybody knows Hebrew, but just to understand what Yetzer is. If Yetzer, we write, Yetzer means your being, your essence. Now, we have two parts to our essence. One is the Yetzer Tov, that means essence of goodness, and one is the essence of Ra. And Ra, we said, is lack of good. That means the Yetzer Tov has to do the work to bring the Ra into as well good domain. Now, Yetzer, we write Yud, Tzadik, Resh. If you take Yud, you write Yud, is Yud, Vav, Daled. What is the last word? Daled. Tzadik, Tzadi in Hebrew. The last word of Tzadi, the last, the end is Yud. And what else? We have Yetzer, Resh. The end of Resh is Shin. Shin, Daled, Yud. The end of Yetzer, there is an energy called Shin, Daled, Yud. It's that energy that tells to my Yetzer, die. No more. So God gave me this energy called Shaddai to help me to be able to say to the Yetzer Atov or Yetzer Hara, die. Which means, Yetzer Atov is telling me to do the spiritual world. What the Yetzer Hara tells me to do? Only to do everything that destroys me. Absolutely. Does everything for me to mislead me, to make mistake and cause to destroy myself. That energy God has put in me. Why? And they are both equal. If one gets a smart, the other one gets a smart too. They are all part of me. But why God did this?
So they have a choice.
So I should have a choice. If you would have given me a Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaTov wants to do Tov and he's going to do Tov. Where do I have a choice? The choice is not outside. My dear friend, the choice is embedded within us. My problem is not outside. My problem is inside. Nobody outside is my problem. My problem is inside. It's to take care of from inside. So the Yetzer, there is a good and there is a bad. Now, here comes Abraham. And the Torah says, and I hope you read it, says, Ba-Zakan Be-Yamin. That means Abraham is becoming old. Now, what is Zakan? In Torah, Zakan means wise. He became a wise man. He saw a lot of experiences in life. Now, who is Eliezer? Eliezer is Eved, is a slave of Abraham. But where did Eliezer came to become slave of Abraham? Eliezer is the son of a king, a very big king, a powerful king. This king, his name is Avimelech. Last week we discussed this Avimelech, made a deal with Abraham. And the deal was that said, Abraham, I see that whatever you touch, God has blessed you, bekol, everything. You touch anything. It's good. Do me a favor. Take my son. My son wants to learn this chesed from you. What is this? What have you done? That anything you touch turns to good. So take my son Eliezer. And Eliezer, wasn't his name Eliezer? Eliezer was son of a king. He came to Abraham, said, oh my God, Eli, Ezer, help me. He realized the goodness of Abraham to such an extent that he called him God, Eli, help me. And that's why he became Eli, Ezer, help me. Now, that's the same energy within us that when we reach to a point that we don't see any choice anymore. All the doors are closed on me. God, I have done everything. What I say? I see there is not a soul in the world that can help me. It's impossible anybody to help me. What do I do then? I say, oh my God, help me. All of us, we have done this. The name of this, oh my God, help me, is Eliezer. Now, Abraham takes this Eliezer, which is Eved, for 65 years he was in Eved of Abraham. 65 years, which has a significant. Now, 65 years to become a slave of a man of Chesed. What do you learn from him? All the trick of the trade, everything that Abraham knew, he became the best student of Abraham. As a matter of fact, he became the Amin. That means his household. He kept everything Abraham had in the hand of Eliezer. Now, one more thing we have to know about Eliezer. Who is Eliezer? Eliezer is a son of Kenan. Who was Kenan? Kenan was son of Chem. Chem is one of the three sons of Noah. When Noah came after a year out of the ship, Chem went did something to his father that he shouldn't have done it. In one story says he castrated his father. And when his father found out that he castrated him, he didn't, curse. He didn't curse his son. He cursed the son of his son. And who was the son of Chem? Was Kenan. And we know that God gave first Eretz Israel to Kenan. Didn't give it to the Jews, Bnei Israel. Gave it to Kenan. Who is Kenan? Kenan is the one that was cursed to be a slave to the end of days. That never to come out of a slavery and should be cursed all the time. Now, what is curse in our language today? Have you ever said, I'm not lucky? Have you used the word, I'm not lucky? Why? Because there's a curse on you? There must be a curse on me. Or, if I want to become sophisticated, I say, oh, there is an ayin hara on me. I mean, whatever I do, it doesn't go. Come on, try day and night, work hard, but it doesn't go. You know what? I think I'm not lucky. You know what? I think when God was cutting cakes, he forgot about me. He didn't cut any portion for me. Everything is wrong in my life. I marry a wrong woman. I marry a wrong husband. I have a wrong partner, the partner is no good, the business is no good, the neighbor is no good. You know what? I am just simply unlucky. That's curse. And Noah cursed his grandson called Canaan. Eliezer is from that seed. He's cursed. And he is to the end of his life supposed to be cursed. And he's supposed to be the slave of Abraham. Now who is Abraham? Another angle, let's see it. Abraham is our body. Eliezer is part of our forces hidden within our body. There are 318 forces within you that they are hidden. They are not given to you to use. You have to be entitled to use it. Eliezer is there to teach me. And the numerical value of Eliezer is 318. Torah to teach me how I can tap into these 318 forces. I gave an example. When we want to say how strong is a motor, a car, how do we call it? How many power has a horsepower? That means they are, if I say 350 horsepower, that means they are equal to 350 horses pulling the car. In the case of Abraham or me and you, we can have 318 wise men to help us in our task. Would you like to tap into such an energy? Okay. Eliezer is to teach us in this parasha. That's why he says Chaye Sarah. He's not talking about death of Sarah. He's talking about what life is all about. To have the ultimate of all the energies so I can tap and use in my life. Torah is there for every second to help us to be successful in our task, in our tikkun. Torah is there to teach us how to do better and better and better. And not to depend on my inchy-binchy brain that I think I have a lot of it. Now, it goes the following. It says, Eliezer had a daughter. And 65 years Eliezer was one thing he wanted in his life more than anything is to be like Abraham. Why? Because he saw that God gave every goodness in the world to Abraham. And he said, you know what? I just want to be Abraham. And then, being 65 years with Abraham, he understood that the future of Am Israel, Bnei Israel, is going to come out of Ishak. Imagine. Ishak did Mesirat Nefesh. For 3 years, he went to Gan Eden. 3 years. When he came out of, after 3 years, after the shock, he was so majestic, he was so powerful, that Midrash says people looked at him and they immediately wanted to join his world. They looked at such a glory and such a confidence in this man that they wanted to do exactly what Ishak is. And Ishak is the owner of the world called Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? Teshuvah means when you sincerely from all your heart you recognize that you made a mistake and you set your aim to go and correct it and you correct it amicably. How do you feel after? Very good. Very powerful. You tap into an energy called Olam Teshuvah. That means the world of Teshuvah. The world of returning. Now, Yitzchak is the owner of this Olam. Whenever you want to go to this Olam, you got to deal with who? With Yitzchak. Now, Abraham calls Eliezer and looks at Eliezer and says, Eliezer, I want you to promise you are my Eved. He says, yes. But Eved that has an ulterior motive. What is his motive? What is his ulterior motive? To be exactly like Abraham, and to have the possibility of continuing the seed of Abraham. that means to bring about a wife for Isaac. So therefore the wife is going to be the owner of the totality of everything that comes after Yitzchak. Belongs to who? Belongs. Now, is there any father that wants less for his daughter? The ultimate goal of Eliezer is to let Abraham know that, look, you know me, for 65 years I have been your slave. My daughter was grown up into your house. He absolutely knows every rules of that you have set forth. Why don't you take my daughter for your son? And you know what Abraham tells him? He says, Arurata, you are cursed. And Yitzchak is Baruch. He's blessed. A blessed with a curse cannot go together. Understand that, Eliezer. You will never be able to come to the domain of Kedusha. It's end. You are made, your tikkun is to be a slave. Some people, their tikkun is to be a slave. That's their tikkun. That's the only way they can correct it. Eliezer understands this. So Eliezer teaches us that there are three things every Yehudi, every Jew goes through. Three exams. Equivalent to the same exams that Abraham and Isaac went through. Every Jew will go through this exam. And the exam is that the Yetzer Hara first comes to a Jew. He says, oh, I hear that you want to be Yehudi kasher. Yes. You decided to be Yehudi kasher. You know you cannot do it. You know you're going to get tempted. You know you're going to keep it for a few weeks and then you see it's too much for you. You know that you are weak. Are you strong to keep it? Are you strong enough to make up your mind and hold on to it? You cannot do it. You know that you are weak. Why you want to try? Why you want to try? That's not for you. It's not for everybody. To become Yehudi kosher. Eliezer, what's the matter with you? You are a ruler. You cannot reach the goodness. Forget it. Now every one of us, who one day out of the goodness of heart, the blessing of fathers, come to a position and say, you know what, I want to become a good Yehudi, period. Not a perfect Yehudi, but a good Yehudi. And I'll try. And then after a few weeks, and say, no, temptations are there. Habits don't go away easily. So the thought came to Eliezer. Eliezer turned around to himself. He said, look, I'm not going to feel me'uyash. Me'uyash means giving up. Me'uyash. 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 What is me'uyash? You come to a collision and you're not my friend. A madman who thinks that he's not going to be a Yehudi. What that means? Then God, thinking in this human state, I really can't make it. You need the right to never come in. Too weak. Not so. So here comes right there. And that's one question. You know what? God is me. Okay? I'm going to court. I'm not doing the voice of Ham. I'm not doing the voice of God. And you're not. I'm not what? Abraham, what do you want me to do? I'm not ready. That means. For sure, they're not the end of every place of Ham or be in the domain of Ram. I know that those beings will forever heal forever, bow itself ever and into a domain of oneness. And looks at his eye and says, oh, God called the earth. I'd be a good. Supposed to be good. I have done things of his own. What a good ever did. You want to become Gula? You want to become Gula? You have to do this and work today? I'm a dead man. Why is it like telling me? Every day God sends us for a certain Yehud, God sends you a certain responsibility. Every day, new responsibility. The responsibility to do for today is different than the responsibility you have yesterday, and God will be doing the responsibility to have for power. Do you know? Very quickly, a
carry the flame, where the flame is it. The flame, you do the same burn, jam, but every time rapid, the same. That's telling me. They're never the same every day. Today is different tomorrow. What shall I supposed to do today and I can't do today? Different varieties for tomorrow. It's only for sure. What you can do today, you got to pay. If you need, you need late, you lost it. You lost our duty for today. This we have said us. The bar has only been one for accepting your responsibility. So the same day as the responsibility. The position of was not only you, 65 days of life. He forgot. So I have to see 5 days, take this curse away from me. And still I want to learn and tell you, I will write your curse. And in this, he accepted his responsibility. He accepted his responsibility. Now, it's not fair. This and the question that the letter comes and reads about you. In order to be possibly of taking away his answer. And this is part of his own, because the God is on us. Mas el de la vida de Mas el de la con Mas de la vida de Mas el de la vida de Roda Amgdo Sakti Menu Right, I need an imagination. You are around the whole world. They make themselves titles. They pay to me false gods. They got everything. They believe my God and don't believe in Kashpur. They believe they make a statue and they pray the statue and they say here's the principle of the energy of this and they pray to this statue. Well, lives, I believe it. He has suddenly put around in the middle of our arm, and he says that is right, and all these statues are false, and they're not true, and these others are, and he started breaking them. The whole to our arm. God in every. We call him every. That means he passed from what the whole is, and he did in what he is. Come on. Our arm. What he did? Other. He became every. He passed from what he was, he became totally senseless. Everyone was there, this can say. Look, everyone says, this God, this is my way, and here this individual, he said, no, this is you. Everybody, after him. Now, what was with you? You decide that not from now I want to take a run, it can run a masbaha. So you go to pay, and say, well, can I go and do anything to the land? What? And to the land, can I wash hand? I want to say, waha. Oh, no, you cannot read this, don't eat anymore without a baha. Now you can't fence, they start to mischief at you, and they're in front of you, and now you can't eat. Oh, I'm going to play well, oh, I'm going to play well, oh, I'm going to lose the black and watch you, oh. Yeah, oh, no, no. So I can't say, lost it, yeah. Other people ask you. And here, a lot and a little bit more. Like a little as the African. They say you dumb. You know you become a slave to $1 less than. And if he's a slave, how dumb can you get? To everybody here. They tell you and me, oh, you can read this, keep on. You keep that. You say composure. You're not going to come out there to more records. You're not afraid anymore. Who does he say? Who gave him such a question to talk to you like this in Canada? As you alone did. Let me put you out for exam. And this is how you get it. That's how you go to study, you don't have any more friends. Oh, no, you're a pirate, Raha. I mean, is it worth it to cut you right now? I can't, majority of you. They go, and you don't even know what I'm saying. They're with me, I'm going to forget some of the things. Why don't you come back to them? Go to the parties. What are you doing? They make fun of everything that you do. Who is it from? That's around you and me. That's where I had this. I said, look, for me, you want to laugh. I just want to eat my God. I'm 65 years old, I really care to maturity of the news. I accept being like God, I fall, who I am. Who are you? It's just who are you? Are you a new you? Are you who do you and I? How do you know when you're about to say, you know, I don't know what you're you pregnant or nothing. How do you tell me this man is not pregnant? You're pregnant or nothing. Not at all. Are you a new married? And this is what you got yourself. So you're going to be a rap three, shush now, so call all the year. Now it's my part to do. My action. And yet comes and says, oh, this is not my part to do. The third question. Here that I'll come back to you. What should you bless your earlier? So what is your but God? Bad enough? Is that enough? Law, you know the child, you know the grandma, you know the dad, you know the fish. Law, I know Sarah, Sarah's the king. Why do you do that? To Abraham, Ayos. Is that what you see again? I'm alone, goodbye, I will be safe. Could he put me as a girl to Abraham, I quit? I would have quit. And as Eliezer of cousin Liz, you know, my place is not really to be in place for Abraham. Precious. Don't be anything that you're not your place to be. Don't. Well, you understood. If you don't know the story about Korach, Korach was the high level of Levi. He didn't know that he's too rich and too smart to be only big girl. He said to me, Koenig. How come I only go like, come on, Boenig. I'm more than him. I'm more than him. I can be with him. What for me? That is, I believe in the responsibility to a Koenig girl. He wasn't happy with the responsibility that he wanted to be someone else. That is right here. Don't try to be somebody else. Yourself. But the best of yourself. Be who you are. Good be. Be good. Don't try to be someone else. Recognize who is your place. Don't put yourself in a way that doesn't bring freedom. Take your responsibility, take your portion, and do best of what is your responsibility and your portion. Do your best, not what is your best. The first portion is taken from the worship letter to Eliezer in order to escape from his way of his food, his responsibility, his shillinghood, that means what God sent him for, what he's had. He's around us, owner of Eliezer. Eliezer went and did it, the most beautiful book ever. He lied down to the future of Israel. He set bread for Jews to come out of Galut, which is a curse, to the curse for me, because I cannot be in this body to the of my neshama. I have to go for a tune of 6,000 years in order to be able to bring my neshama to into my body. That would be a less. Eliezer says, Balak, but who you are, what neshama, and what where you are, you have always witnesses. Every one of us, we have witnesses. There is not one being out of these. A doctor doesn't have any weakness. Now, why are you those weaknesses? Well, teacher, that you consider the fact that you are weakness and you face your weakness, you recognize your weakness. As soon as that day you die, weakness is a he that has no ready to accept the fact that he is your weakness, and you go and you collect your weakness. Immediately, God extends the first 380 moles of your body to help you to succeed in your task. So, as I face weakness, usually it happens already because we avoid the red and the we do not face our fears and our weaknesses. We are running with our weaknesses. See, so, I cannot put this at the beginning of the Rishlam. I don't want to tell you. You can't snort to her. I can't know about her. I'm just nothing. I can never be like that. Good boy, that's a girl I don't know. I'm not being pushed to throw a scheme like this. I'm going to put that book. I'm going to every two men. Show them. Yes, I cannot be. This is not from the place. In your place, in the position you are, in the situation you are, the weakness is you can't move in Hebrew. Is your weakness that you don't understand this class? Did you recognize that weakness? Quite that. I said, did you quite that? We have had 318 force of ish for man. In other words, a man. But I am going to be one with four kings. So I say 318. Sikh. Ish with himself. And he will work his first verse to one king. 318. He says, I don't think 318 is 318 people. He says, America, Eliezer Mekalal is 318. What that really means? He says, Sikh is the spirit of Sikh. Sons. He says, when I have Sikh with Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you say Tfilah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, when they recognize what is your weakness, and you accept your challenge, you accept that this is your weakness, and you don't really fear, and you sit down the Tehillah, and you sit down the meditation, and you go to God and says, Anna, Avon, help me! And you're ready to do that. Now, you see what happened here. That tells us a beautiful story. Here, Satan looks at Isaac, Isaac with an egg, and he did the rapfish, did the quite bad, really bad, and why Isaac really did it up? And what's Isaac going to do? He's now fully kadosh. So Satan is going after. Father, time is going to go out with me. Don't eat me. There's something more coming. There's something after to shout. Some after time is, oh, this is be successful. We can relate to that. He didn't have to be out with his. Time is as good. And he hears the wife of the year. He found the wife of my son. He said, wife, boy. It's not very good. So he looks at the little work. Where are you going? He realizes the year is going after. He said, Bifa. He said, why? He have me after. Tough. You know, he's that. He's that. He's the first, last instrument of Satan. And Satan himself says, the power of God comes, who? He says, Satan has everything possible and able to be successful. I don't like that. That means God set up to say, not only the good forces of God will help Eliezer be successful in his livelihood, in his house. Satan can help Eliezer reach his nation. Eliezer is allowed to reach his nation. Now, of course, the other is difficult for Esau to deal with that. For Jacob, confused himself with that. But the fact is, that honest. Eliezer recognized his weakness. His weakness was that he wanted to collect Abraham. His weakness was that he wanted his daughters to be married to Abraham. His weakness was that he wanted to have males as Abraham. He looked at both and declared his weakness that he is cursed and that is going to be that is his portion and he's only one thing. And it is where I am, and I want to look at what I am. I see only one big God. I don't care for dice. I don't care if it's anything I'm having a pack. I don't care if it's where we came. I really, really do. But tell you one thing. I have a friend that approximately 45 years old. Different 48 years. This is a friend that I have traveled with back and forth. He knows them about 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old, 35 years old, 40 years old, and then 60 years old. And it's like a beautiful family friend. But he doesn't live there. Very important. One day I have the other day, and the end there. And if you ask about me, I don't ever try to convert me because I don't believe God. Don't try. That's all good. But it's not. He came in for the answer following. And this is not a boost. It's not a boost. I hope you guys are proud of the Torah, not proud of the Ban Kamadan, because I know the world I either want to go through. It's the good people I want to change in the earth. And I knew. I know what you have done. And with me. It's all that changed. The most beautiful thing in the world is new change. Change. And change. And you know, as can God. But now it's not like the Torah. So it took the ask. Just look. So, I don't know. And he says, no, I can't promise. No, come here, is here, maybe no, don't try it. I'm going to give only one boy and miss the book. And I don't expect anything to affect anything from fish. The subject is done. Fuck this other. Now, if we are here, but never know. That tells you and me, under importance, recognize your weakness is your last key to tap into those powerful energy. Your weakness. What do you think you're weak at? What you think you're not capable? Fear yourself. That you're not connected. You're going to lose what? It was your question at the beginning to us. God doesn't want to myself. Then the opposite. God says, I want you to enjoy more than you think this pleasure. Even my only goal. Me too. I quit. There we go. But what I want you to face here is, what is your weakness? Very crazy, not even bully. Do you want to be able to take credit card? Ever to a church? Ever to a pass? Ever be the most powerful woman on earth? What do you want to be better of? There's no one. There's no one. But you got to be able to somebody. You know, because that's what the world is about. You see, you're going to free yourself. You're afraid of you. You know, you have to submit the ideas that they're giving you. I have the path who's worth for you. Who's better? Whomever you want to be. You see your object. Don't you that your logic to where you are? How are you? How good? The time. The time they look out in the church. They have to catch you for you to show you. You have to ask yourself, are you ready or not? If not, you are ready or not? Ready. Don't be active with you. Don't be ready. Don't be there only. You must have something to do. I don't know what to do. I'm going to run away. I'm going to run away. I'm going to run away. And you are well-known Nabi, right? He goes and takes a away from his responsibility. To go away from his responsibility. When he goes down in the middle, as you see, all see start like crazy. And he all start to earn the power, go sell out everybody, and then they make cash, and then they curse him. Somebody here is more to shout, this guy is a guy, this is a look at him, he probably. So, here is the road, so, this is the point of the sea. He has the road going on, it's on my fault. I like that. So, you are the most well-known, high-holy man we know. He says, thank you. So, they didn't move it. They said, okay, put my feet into the water. And put your feet in the very sea, stop. Quiet. To keep, you went crazy. Put it again, you went crazy. I told you guys, throw me out. They said, to me, I wanted to save them. And then the fish has eaten them, and then they inside the fish. And yeah, that is a thick fish. If it. And after your time, because your soul is going to be nothing is going to be removed. What is it? It's clean. So I don't know. It's better. I don't know yourself. So you're going to be best this. I'm just a bit. Because it's what I said. And this is what you saw. But the fish comes. One barret. They got it. Shall we? What shall we? And if you have received it, don't think you are not important Jew. You are most important Jew. And they decide, I'll say, I'll be on your video and you don't want to be a leader. That's an important question. It's not time to be the subject of the no, don't be. Where the look is? Good. What is the position you are? Do a best. Do good. That's what comes to you. If you're the leader, whatever is kind for you. Whatever it's true. Whatever you are, is Allah to you. It's the better base for you. Which air position you are is the best place you can ever be in this moment. Whatever. You don't do it? There's 380 horsepower. Power. Not horsepower. Manpower. Available for you to tap into it. 3 minutes as we discuss. Look what you want to have. Try to figure it. And then you will recognize what's the power. You have a good pleasure of your life. Not a moment later. I don't want you to be happy. Enjoy myself the owner. And tomorrow morning, I'll hunger. I don't want the hangover. I don't want to try to make it alone. I want to be happy. I will be happy today and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. That's what I say to see, hear, look, apart and feel. I want to be happy. I want to see joy. I want to improve. I want to goodness. And that is only one mission. Don't do a message and rectify it. Quiet. I give you a moment to think. Yes. Only part of my mind. I think he did Isaac. The prayer of the shock was so much that he's not mad. I got a mission. For 2 years ago, he's a coward to be calling back. The gun income. That means the heaven, the lower world. There is heaven in the lower world, and there is heaven in the upper world. He went to school, called school, church, and ever. That was the place that God Adam's come, where he learned all the secrets of all in and make of Torah. And when you see that, there is no pleasure in the world, not that untending. Whenever you understand something, there is no pleasure in the world, that's what it's... So, passes, better understand. No pleasure in the world. Passes, better understanding. And that's he learned what he has 40 years, and that's why he learns to say, I'm talking about the of Tila. And it's because we learn how to compose the whole Lama. Yes, see? Now, here we go. The question. How a big 40-year-old man and 3 years old girl and 3 years old girl as a wife, and how a 3-year-old girl and big girl for water and feed Lama and how a child is a 50 language? Right? First of all, understand the time of the vote is the time of Israel.